Welcome to Words of Encouragement Devotional by Adrian Ramey. Your encouraging verse of the day, Genesis chapter 15, 9, 10, 11. Okay, in the previous podcast, Abram questioned God because he questioned God, but he wanted to make sure that he was still in the will of God. He wanted that assurance that he was in the will of God. So now, here's what God instructed him to do, okay? So he said to him, bring me a three-year-old heifer, a three-year-old female goat, a three-year-old ram, a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. And then he brought all these to him and cut them in two down the middle and placed each piece opposite the other. But he did not cut the bird in two. And when the vultures came down on the carcass, Abram drove them away. So now God has instructed Abram what to do. So now Abram went and did what God told him to do. Okay, you're seeing obedience here now. He's doing what he told him to do. And you see how God gave him instruction on certain age of the animals and everything? That's pretty neat, wasn't it? So as you can see here now, like I said, Abram questioned God. Make sure he had that reassurance he's in the will of God. Now he's being obedient, doing what God's telling him to do. Okay, so as you can see here now, let's look at this example. Okay, let's look at it this way. God, now Abram is being obedient unto the Lord. Okay. And I probably have touched on this too in different several verses about being obedient to God, okay? When God tells us to do something, we have to be obedient to Him, okay? And it can be the small things in our life. So that's today's thing I really want you to grab a hold of is being obedient. When God instructs us to do something, let's do it for His glory. Let's do it the way He tells us to do it because in all reality, when we are obedient to God, God will bless you. Hallelujah. God will see you through as you do what He tells you to do. Okay? It can be the simplest thing. Talk to somebody. It can be the simplest thing of doing something for somebody. So whatever it is God instructs you to do, be obedient and go and do it for the Lord and watch your faith increase and watch Him work for His glory and you'll bring glory and honor to Him. Hallelujah. Let me pray with you right now. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray, Lord, that you just touch whoever listens to this podcast right now. I pray, Lord, you just be with them for your glory, Lord. I pray, Lord, you touch their need, God. Touch their need right now, Lord. Lead, guide, and direct, and bless their day, God. But God, help us to be obedient to you, Father God. Help us, Lord, to obey you when you tell us to do something. Let's do it for your glory so you will get all the glory, honor, and praise. And thank you, God, for always being with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, in our next podcast, now I'm going to give you the answer that God has given Abram. So it's pretty neat as we follow along in with this Genesis chapter 15 here. We're following along. It's pretty interesting how you seeing God in this story and see how God's touching them and everything. So, well, thank you for listening. I want you to have a blessed day in the Lord.